Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Caroline Moss, the host of G Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast about what we just bought and what you need to buy next. I am joined today by my friend Madison Malone-Kircher, who is a staff writer at New York Magazine's Vulture. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Caroline.
Thank you for coming. I think we have kind of an unintentional beauty day ahead of us for recommendations.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to contribute to that theme.
I see something, what you brought on the table. Would you like to just jump into it? Because I'm very perplexed by this.
Yeah, so this sort of hair torture device that I really should have removed the, like, giant balls of my own hair from it before bringing it into this lovely studio of yours. This is a, it's a hot tool. It is a combination round.
A hot tool.
Yes.
Okay.
It's funny, I was telling my mother about this when I was home recently, and she just, I was like, oh, I found this, like, blow dryer / brush thing that, like, really has changed my hair game. And she was like, that's a hot comb. You're describing a hot comb. We had those in the 70s. Like, does it fry your hair off? And I was like, no, that's what's great about
it. Right, right. The technological advances in hot tools. Okay, so not brought to you by the brand Hot Tools.
No,
right?
No.
So what is this thing?
So it's the Revlon One Step. And the best way I can describe it is it's a combination of a round barrel brush and a blow dryer. So
what?
Imagine if you had a barrel brush that just had hot air that blasted out the middle of it while you brushed your hair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it's like it can give you a blowout.
It can give you a blowout. And I have never, for the life of me,
mastered the round brush with the actual hair dryer.
Oh my.
Who has?
I,
if you are out there and you you know how to blow out your hair with a round brush and a hair dryer,
I hate you.
I hate you too. Perfect.
truly love. No, so I've never been able to do that. And this I can do.
Okay.
It's a little bit clunky, I would say.
It does look like very much like
like a painful sex toy.
Yeah. It's just got, like, the wire doesn't seem that, I don't know. It's got that kind of 80s feel to it.
Yeah. It definitely, let's be clear here. This thing is
It is a little, you can hear it, like, bopping around on this table.
Right.
It's like cumbersome. So it is clunky. I'm holding it. It's got, you know, it's good for the grip, I guess. But it is, like, it's, like, big and black and pink. And it's, like, Revlon. Yeah. But it's big. It's cumbersome. Like, where do you keep this thing?
I keep it under my sink.
Okay.
And then I take it out when I use it. I keep it under my sink. And then I just, like, pull it out and plug it. Although this morning I discovered that the outlets in my bathroom have stopped working, which seems good.
Did you do the reset button?
I did the reset button.
It scares me.
Yeah, I know. I plugged it in, like, other outlets and it worked.
Okay, so tell me, you get out of the shower and you have to, like, kind of, like, dry your hair first? Or?
So I don't actually have a, like, traditional blow dryer in my apartment.
Oh, okay.
I keep that at my girlfriend's place. So this has replaced the blow dryer for
me.
So I get out of the shower. I'll, like, towel dry my hair and brush it. And then I usually, like, make breakfast or make coffee. You know, I kill 20 minutes.
Right,
you know?
So just sort of let it damp. Do you keep it wrapped in the towel?
No, take it down and shake it out.
Okay.
The idea is you want to just get as much water out of your hair as possible. I feel like applying hot air in however safe and controlled environment to your hair is never great for it, right?
I mean, sure.
So I do 20 minutes, let it dry. Sometimes I'll sit for, like, all the way up to, like, 45 minutes to an hour. My hair will be, like, mostly dry. And then I plug it in.
Okay.
And it has a couple of settings. It has a low, a high, and a cool setting. I usually crank it all the way to high.
Yep.
I don't use a heat protectant, though maybe I should.
Yeah. We can talk about that.
If you have a recommendation, folks.
I mean, yeah. So anyone out there with a heat protectant rec,
please and
hit
thank
me
you.
Up, please.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And then I sort of just go at my head. And that's what I love about this is, when I watch my, like, stylist at the salon blow dry my hair, it's such a, like, calculated. You know, she knows exactly where she's going and what the hair is going to look like. And this,
the dry bar geniuses.
I just take hunks of my hair
and you just
and
it.
I wrap it around it, and you pull it out and you wrap it back.
So do you? You wrap it around not with your other hand. You wrap it around with the brush. It will like spin around the brush a little.
A little. Okay. I use a hand to guide it, but it's pretty good at, if you run it against your hair, picking up enough hair to wrap around it.
And does it give you the little flippy at the end?
It gives you the flippy at the end. And the thing I love about it is whenever I've tried to teach myself the round brush, I wish you could see that I'm gesticulating wildly with my wrists trying to
right. I know. It's like, and also like, don't even get me started on
the back of your
hair.
Whenever I've tried to do that, I always feel like you have to go in a specific direction.
Yep.
And this, you can just go, you can roll it up, you can roll it back. And I find that kind of that combination actually makes your hair look better in the end.
Wow. Okay, well, you know that I own the Dyson Airwrap.
Frankly, I bought this because I love the Dyson Airwrap, but it's like $500.
Okay, so I bought the Dyson Airwrap, which is sort of, I think, so how much did you pay for the Revlon?
So this thing is about $50, give or take. It's usually on sale. I think I got it for like $42.
Okay. You did Amazon?
I got it from Amazon.
I know Bed Bath & Beyond also has it. I know Target also has
it. Yeah, my mom bought hers at Target.
Awesome.
Did
your mom buy hers after you bought?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So this is like about $40 to $50.
Yeah.
And I bet that they'll have some sales.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is maybe an older model.
There are
sexier colors. You know, I think you can get it like a mint, but I just bought whatever was cheapest, which was
only seen it in the pink,
I think. Black and pink 80s number.
The 80s is, maybe that's what I'm thinking. It kind of looks like the color of like spandex that I would really want to buy when I was like in third grade.
Yeah. But I found it via YouTube actually, because I really did want the Dyson Airwrap, and I've been toying with buying one for so long.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my journey to the Dyson Airwrap, just because I feel like I need to get in front of this. $500 is too much to spend on most things, I think. But the Airwrap probably came out, and I wanted to try it so badly, and it was sold out so fast. And I do my hair every single morning, like I used to, like when I had a job to go to. I would do my hair every single morning, and it took a lot of time.
Cry for help. You can still do your hair, Caroline.
I can still do my hair, but you know, when I don't have as many meetings, and no one who's listening to this can see me. And so I bought it. Okay, so I was in Ulta one day, and I was getting something. I was getting like a mascara. And the woman in front of me is returning her Dyson Airwrap for whatever reason. She's returning it. And I had been looking online, and it was sold out, It was like one of those things where I was like, well, I can't stop looking now. I have to get it. Like, I was like one singular focus. The woman in front of me is magically returning hers. I didn't ask why. I get to the counter, and I'm like, I want what she returned. And they're like, well, I mean, you know, there's like a piece out of the box. And I mean, like she'd opened it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't care. Like, and they gave me like, I don't know, maybe 10% off or whatever.
Nice.
Still
too expensive.
Yeah. And I said to them, I'm like, well, what's the return policy? And they were like, you can return it. Like, you know, I was like, I was being honest. I was like, I kind of just want to see what all the fuss is about. I don't know if I actually want to keep it. My plan was never to keep it. My plan was, like, to go home, like, try it and be like, this is great, but, like, this is also $500. I couldn't return it. It's so good. it's another story for another day. But I have heard from multiple people that the Revlon One Step is the dupe to...
Yeah, it's
the
so,
dupe to buy.
So it was funny because YouTube auto-served me these videos when I was watching YouTubers doing their hair with the Airwrap, it started serving me these videos. So
yeah.
That was when I started watching.
So they call it the knockoff Airwrap.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It's
I
like,
feel like it was around before the Airwrap, so I kind of feel bad for Revlon.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, like, I don't even want to call it like the poor girl's Airwrap because it's a $50 hair.
Like, yeah,
this was an expense for me.
Right, that's still expensive. I know, I'm still like paying down my credit card.
Right,
not even...
but I found it to be worth it. I will say it's not a replacement for, like, think about the best blowout you've ever gotten.
Yep.
Certainly not a replacement for that, but I think about all the like middling blowouts I have received.
Yeah.
Or hair days of mine that just could have been slightly better. And this is like leaps and bounds above that.
That's awesome. Like, would you do... So I know that I'm always kind of, before I go to someone's wedding, I'm like, oh, should I go to Dry Bar and like get a blowout for this wedding? Has this kind of changed that?
See, that's what I'm thinking about, because I didn't have it this summer during wedding season. And I would just like pop into random salons in tiny towns that didn't have...
Right,
dry bars
like,
and get a blowout.
And then you're like, eh, my hair doesn't.
And sometimes it would be great,
like,
but other times it would be meh. And I even, you know, dry bar is so hit or miss too. You
mm-hmm.
know, sometimes you go in and it's like, wow, I have magical hair. And other times I leave and I'm like, I look like I'm going to anchor for Fox News.
Yeah, yeah. I have to tell people to tone down the volume on the root or else I do look like I'm anchoring for Fox News. It's also a lot easier to blow out hair when it's longer.
Yeah.
And you and I both have had at one point really long hair and have both at one point had really short hair. And
did you two have a pixie cut?
I did not have a pixie cut, but I have had the bob to my chin. And there's not a lot of blowout you can do with
right.
a bob.
It's just now it's dry.
And also the flippy would sometimes make me look like Carol Brady. And so when my hair was super short and to my chin, I just flat ironed it because, mm-hmm. and I was trying to do the beach waves, which I will get to, but the beach waves just, it was a process to learn. Now, did you watch a YouTube tutorial to teach you how to use the Revlon One Step, or were you like, I'm smart, I'm like, I can figure it out?
I had watched a bunch of them before buying it, but I didn't watch any when I started
when
using
it. When you
started
it.
Using it? It really is kind of idiot-proof, which
okay.
is nice.
Cool.
The one thing I will say is the top of it, which is sort of like the end of the top of a hairbrush, it has like a little knob,
uh-huh.
Gets very hot.
Oh, okay.
After, you know, and it only takes me about, I have like a lob and I have like pretty medium weight hair. It probably only takes me about 10 minutes to dry my hair.
Wow.
With this thing.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, it is. There is a half an hour of air drying.
No, but I, but you kind of, but everyone does that, right?
Right.
No one's like blow drying a soaking
right,
of hair, head of hair.
Just is a waste of time.
Would you say like don't pay more than $60 for this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, I mean, probably with sales, it runs anywhere between $40 and $60.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, and it comes in a bunch of different colors. And if anyone out there buys it on Madison's recommendation, please let us know. I'm really excited to watch some of these. I didn't realize there was, and this is so stupid that I didn't realize this, but of course there's a world of YouTube recommendations where you look up an expensive product and then it tells you all the dupe. Someone's figured it out.
Yeah, there were even videos
Genius.
I watched where it would be like side by side. Like I did half of my head with the Dyson and half of my head with this.
Nice. Okay.
And, you know, as with all things, there are
I want to watch them like right now.
There are haters great. Out there, but
whatever. Right, there always are haters.
Know, it's like I loved my second grade teacher. You hated my second grade teacher.
Right. So I also brought a hair tool today.
Ooh.
And I will say, I kind of thought you might be bringing a hair tool because you had mentioned that you might bring a hair tool. So I was like, okay, well, how can we keep this on theme? I brought a hair wand, a cordless hair wand.
Mm.
It's a chargeable hair wand. Now, are you afraid of hair wands?
Does that get hot on the end?
Well.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I just ripped off the cover. My issue with learning how to operate new hair tools is that I have never found a good way to both have my computer with YouTube pulled up to a tutorial in a place where I am also within reach of a
mm-hmm.
plug and also a mirror.
This was my bathroom before this morning.
I think that's great because my bathroom's not that way at all. So I have to do like on the floor or mm-hmm. like in the living room. And this curling wand is like $99. It's cheaper than the dry bar one, which everyone says is really good. It's the Wrap Party or the 3-Day Bender. I think there are two. This one is from Cordless Beauty or like Unplugged Beauty. Okay, either way. And it's cordless and it charges and then it holds a charge for about an hour, which is like not a ton of time, but you're also like not doing your hair for an hour.
Do you find that it gets less hot as the battery
right
runs
at the,
down?
On the last two bars, it's not as hot, but usually by the last two bars, I'm done.
Okay.
So I just plug it back in after. What I do is I leave it in the bathroom plugged in, but then when I want to, like, when I was teaching myself how to use it, it gave me a little bit more freedom without the cord. But I really like it, and I think chargeless stuff like this, it makes me wonder why we don't do more, like, battery-operated or mm-hmm. chargeable, like, hair tools. Because, like, the worst part, and I'm looking at the cord of the Revlon, I mean, the cord is the worst part of this Revlon thing, right? It's just very, like, it's not flexible.
It doesn't really, it's on kind of
That's
like
so
a,
interesting.
It's on a spinner on the bottom. I picked it up again. I did. It's going to make a clunk noise
it's gonna
when
make
I set it down.
Okay.
It's on a spinner on the bottom, so the cord sort of tracks as you go.
Does the thing itself spin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
okay.
spins.
Oh, but the cord will move with
so
you.
It doesn't, like, you don't get that weird,
I understand.
Like, eh,
I just,
I'm
yeah,
trapped.
For this wand, I wanted to take the cord out of it altogether. And so the wand,
does that come in a smaller barrel? Because it's a pretty big.
Yeah. I think they have different shapes. So I have really thick hair. I think this is an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Does this look like an inch to you? I'd have to find out.
I have, yeah, sure.
I'm
Let's
not
go with that.
Yeah, but
they can't see it.
Well, I know, but I think it's an inch. I mean, it doesn't feel skinny enough to be, like, less than an inch.
Right.
But I'm sure they have, like, 1.5, 2. Would you be looking for a skinnier one?
I find when my hair is short,
it's harder to do big barrels.
Yeah, you can't get around the barrel. That's how I end up with like fried fingers and, you know, fried forehead.
Yes.
And nobody wants to be the kid on stage at the summer musical whose mom burnt their head with a curling iron.
Does this have a, is there a personal backstory here?
No, I just feel like in any given like production of a children's musical, somebody has a curling iron burn.
That's true. I mean, watch Little Women once. There's like a whole scene. They were using a cordless hair wand. So I learned how to do the hair wand finally, which is part of this recommendation, which is actually like, I cannot do straight flat iron curls. Like, I'm not, and I'm never going to learn. So I felt like I had to do the wand.
I'll teach you.
But my, you know how?
Yeah. They're so much easier on long hair, though. Like, you cannot.
It's like doing a ribbon curl with.
Yeah.
With,
6-inch ribbon curls, honey.
I was about
Six
to say that.
Inches.
I was about to quote Elf as well. But then I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then you did it. But I really recommend if you're going to get a hair tool, and even if you do get the Revlon, and even if you do think it's kind of idiot-proof, or you get a cordless hair wand from Unplugged Beauty, which I think is on sale at their website or also on Amazon, you really should sit down and like learn
totally
how to do it, right? Like, I don't know. Just buying the product isn't going to make your hair look any different. You actually have to learn how to use it. I didn't know that you were supposed to hold the hair wand upside down on your hair.
Yes.
Like you curl, you like hold it over the side of your head and not underneath your chin.
Yes, because then you kind of do the thing where you like turn it upside down and the curls just jump off of it.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that makes all the difference. But it's still sort of uncomfortable to be like holding your arm up like that, which is why with the cordless thing, there's a little bit more flexibility with your body.
What were you doing to your hair in like the earliest Taylor Swift era? Because I feel like that's where I learned how to do those like perfect wand curls.
What was the earliest Taylor Swift? Like 2007?
Taylor Swift, the album by Taylor
like
Swift.
Like our song?
Yeah.
I had really long hair. I was in college. I had really long hair. I think I just blew. I think this was still, I was straightening my hair to an inch of its life.
Okay.
But also like there, so 2004 and 2005, I mean, I know you weren't born yet, but when were you born again? 99?
Yeah, sure.
How old are you?
92.
All right, whatever. In 2004, 2005, when I was in high school, did you guys ever, like, scrunch your hair?
I never did because my hair doesn't stay like that. Okay. Like, I absolutely tried it, and I just looked drowned.
Yeah. Well, we all looked bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. No one looked good, but, like, I still had straight hair at the end of the day.
You just looked
at the end
wet.
Of the day was the effect. Yes, but, like, not in a fun, like...
Like, not like a fun
Emily Weiss, Glossier.
No,
like,
no, just, like, just damp.
Just damp.
So I scrunched my hair a lot, and I would scrunch it so much that, like, if you touched my hair, it would be like... like, you, like, crack it off. Which is funny because I feel like... And you look at all these pictures from that... what you call the earlier Taylor Swift era, and it's like everyone's hair is so fried, mm-hmm. like so straight that the baby hairs are like porcupining like off the side of your face, like so straight. And now I feel like everyone wants like wavy, bouncy hair, that it makes me realize like, but this always looked good. Are we going to look back on this in 10 years and be like, why did we want our hair to look so like bouncy, so wavy, so Fox News anchor?
I hope not.
I hope not too. I hope this
I just mastered this. It can't change again.
Right. I was like, just like high-waisted jeans, I don't actually care if bouncy your hair goes out of style. Like if low-rise jeans come back, I will still be wearing jeans up to my boobs.
I will just walk into the sea.
That's why I feel like we have to hoard now. I'm one of those people that has like a stockpile, but not of like canned food, but of like
pants. You like.
Like pants. Actually, I think about this all the time, though. In 2015, when you and I worked together, we worked with our friend Molly Mulshine, who now lives in the UK. And I remember, and I don't know if you remember this.
Great hair.
She has amazing
the
hair.
The best hair.
But she turned to me and she said, and this was like early 2015, she said, so I heard wide leg pants are coming back. And I was like, there's no way. And she was like, no, I'm serious. Like everyone's going to be wearing like JNCO style, like wide leg jeans. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And was she right?
She was right.
You want to be able to fit your family in your pants. And I love a high rise. I don't know that I love a wide leg. It depends. But like, I think about that was only 4 short years ago where I was like, there's no way. And now everyone's like, skinny jeans are out. And I'm like, well, thank God I still have some skinny jeans. And I've hoard my pants. So look, if the apocalypse comes, I don't have any soup, but I will give you some of my pants.
Great. I mean, I am a woman who posted a like in memoriam Instagram story with like 15 slides when my favorite pair of jeans that the company no
I'm
longer makes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Everlane, bring back the modern boyfriend.
Everlane, are you listening?
Are you listening?
The modern boyfriend. We want them back. We'll buy you out.
Yeah, truly.
I wonder if other people do this. And if you do this, can you please let me know so I don't feel so alone? I just want to know that, like, I don't know, when I hit 29 or 30, I just started thinking, when I buy a thing, I'm like, I like this so much, I'm just going to buy three of them. And then now if something happens to one of them, I have like a double insurance policy. So like, I have like three of the same denim jacket. I'm literally wearing it right now. I have these V-neck t-shirts by Madewell, the Whisper Tee, that are somehow always $14.99. I know you know what I'm talking about. Mm. I think I have like 25.
Jeez.
I think every summer I buy 5 or 6 and I wear them until they get holes in them. And I have the same banana. I mean, I don't know. Is this insane? I just know what I like. So I overbuy, because what happens if they stop selling them?
Yeah. I feel like there's the items you're describing, though, there's like a price cap on that, right? You know, it's
right.
If you're buying
$15 t-shirts
exactly.
and denim jackets from Old Navy. But what do you mean? Like, I'm not going to buy like 6 air wraps.
Right. Well, yes. But
I mean, if I win the lottery, I might. Right, exactly. But like, I put an insurance policy on things.
I find I do that with products more than with clothing.
No, like skincare products?
Skincare stuff.
Okay, well, but are you supposed to do that? Because what if, don't they have a shelf life?
I mean, sure, but doesn't every, shelf lives are fake.
Oh, okay, we're going there.
We're going there.
Okay, shelf lives are fake?
I mean, I'm sure they're real
shelf
to an
lives
extent.
Are
shelf
fake?
Lives
are fake?
Yeah.
You can... like in like acidic like serums and stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I guess like I don't use expired sunscreen, but...
Oh, so shelf lives are fake, except you won't use expired sunscreen. Interesting theory. Do we not all have a budget line?
Right. I don't have... There's no like line item for like 6 NARS Red Lizard Matte.
Red Lizard Matte?
Oh my God, it's the perfect red.
Mine's Dare You by MAC.
Yeah.
Is it really red or is it... Mine's like a very, like a dark burgundy.
It's like a classic... I mean, I'm... blonde and my skin pulls pink, so it's like what you think when you think an old Hollywood red.
When you say your skin pulls pink, does that mean honey tones don't look good on you or cool tones don't look good on you?
I think cool tones don't look good on me.
Okay, so you're warm.
Yes.
Okay, I'm cool and didn't know that until I started dyeing my hair blonde. When it got too yellow, everything, my body looked like jaundice. Like, I looked so washed out and gross. And I went in, like, crying. And they were like, just put a lot of purple shampoo in your hair. And... so I like manically just put all of that shampoo into my hands, like didn't wet my hair so that it was totally porous or whatever. Like it just accepted all of the color.
Oh no.
But no, it was great. It was great. This actually is a good end. This story has a good ending. There's no actually, like this was just an experiment that like could have gone very wrong and it went right. So I put it all into my hair, put my hair in a bun, slept with a shower cap on. Woke up the next day and it was like super purple. But then if you go into the shower and you shampoo it out, some of that like initial harsh purpleness comes out and my hair was like white platinum again.
Mm.
And I went to the salon maybe like 3 weeks later and she didn't yell at me for letting it go yellow because she couldn't tell because of how much purple shampoo.
Sneaky.
So that was sort of a manic 2 a.m. decision that turned out right. So sometimes things work out at 2 a.m., sometimes they don't. So in terms of these hair tools, yours is, we decided, don't pay...
$50. You're going to pay $50.
All right, you're going to pay $50. We will link it in the show notes. I will find the best current deal. So it could be Bed Bath or Target or whatever. And the Unplugged Beauty hair wand that I truly recommend because I think being able to go cordless while you're learning how to use a hair wand is a nice perk. I will link both of those in the show notes. But mostly what I want to hear from you guys is if you stockpile your favorite products.
I just don't want to be alone.
I just don't want to be alone. And Madison doesn't want to be alone. And actually no one
is alone,
according to Into the Woods. And also no one wants to be alone because that's what humans do. But we want to hear about it. I want to hear like the things that you buy multiples of, the things that you hoard. I want to know about it because I think that's interesting. And I'm also going to go home and see how much of that stuff that I have in my closet. I think a lot of it's going to be the t-shirts. But I'm thinking of other things I've done. A Banana Republic sweater last year. I have like 6 of them. But they discontinued that. And also, I dropped an RX chocolate bar on the sweater this past weekend. I didn't realize it till later. So I was walking around like a huge chocolate
just stuck to you.
Yeah. And it was like stained. I was like around people and no one said anything to me.
Like friends?
Yeah. I was
not
like
very good friends.
Around, not very good friends. No, I was around people. I had like checked into a hotel. No one's telling me that I have like a huge, it looked like a baby took like a shit on my sweater.
Cute.
Yeah. And I couldn't get the stain out and I was upset, but then I was like, I have 5 more at home. And that's why you buy what you love. If you're clumsy, if you're messy, want to hear about it. Madison, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to try the Revlon, what is it?
One step
volumizer, I think.
Yeah.
And
whenever I say it, I think about the, do you remember the ads for the Gardasil shot that were like, I'm going to be one less. There's like, that's what I can't not think of that when I say the name of this.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. Well, also everyone should get their HPV
fully,
shot. Highly rec that.
Get your HPV panel.
Anyway, thank you so much. We want to hear about your hoarding product tendencies. Please tweet me at Caroline Moss, and we will see you guys next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.